Jude tlai hoel wa si se hel mu chi la tlish la hui tla hui hayu na puchi lal asatum. Hello everyone, today is Thursday the 16th of July. Today we're beginning unit 12 on prayer. We'll be talking through using the Addisit Nuchalet version of the unit for now. Our goals in this unit include to learn five prayers. If you like, you can memorize these prayers so that they're ready to go. We've tried to provide you with prayers that will be useful to you in your everyday lives. You'll also find that some of the prayers, the prayers are both complex and simple in different ways. And you will probably find, depending on your level, but if you're a beginner, you will probably find that you will want to simplify the prayers a bit before memorizing them. And we'll talk about some of the ways of doing that. We're also going to be trying to identify some of the small expressions, the little Lego parts that will be very useful in lots of different situations that you can memorize and learn to recombine as needed. And we'll be talking about more kinds of embedded clauses. We started talking about embedded clauses in Unit 11, thanks, because some thank yous require embedded clauses. For example, when I say, Tleko in Hinachitlik, thank you that you came. Tleko in Hinachitlik, in a Hadassit dialect. That thank you has an embedded clause. There is one clause, you came, embedded inside another, thank you. In this unit, we're going to see more kinds of embedded clauses. Many of those clauses use the glue word ani or in, and some of them will be using mood in ways that you haven't seen before. Let's start by going through the words for this unit. I'll try to pause a bit after each one to give you time to say it yourself. Our first word is tzitzikink. Tzitzikink. Praying. Another word for praying that is used mainly in the central region, ti ti chwa. Ti ti chwa. Literally, tzitzikink just means speaking to, but it's used to mean praying. Ti ti chwa literally means talking about life. It is very common in prayers to ask for life or to thank their creator for one's life. Our next word, wakashutla. Wakashutla. This is a very big word. It is hard to translate, but it means something like praise. And it's often used at the beginnings and ends of prayers, where it means praise the creator. Wakashutla. This word has many different pronunciations depending on dialect, so you will want to learn for your dialect and from your elders, which pronunciation is used where you are. Depending on where you are, it might be Wakash or Waikash. Your elders might prefer the two-syllable version, Wakash, Waikash, or they might prefer the four-syllable version, Wakashutla, Waikashitla, and Waikashitlai. Those are all variations on this word from place to place. Nas. Nas, with a hard N. Nas means day, but some people also use it to mean the creator. Kathak. Kathak. Means daylight or day. So these are both words for day. Nas, kathak. Hathapi hawil. Hathapi hawil. In the north, at least, Hathapi hawil is the most common way to refer to the creator. Literally, it means chief up there. Hathapi means up there. It has the same root as the pointer ha'ahe. Hawil means chief. So Hathapi hawil, chief up there, or creator. Tlah uyi. Tlah uyi. Literally means right now, but is often used to mean today. Some other ways to say today. In the central and northern regions, the most common way to say today is tlah nas I. Tlah nas I. Literally, now the day. In the south, another way to say today is kat haki ah. Kat haki ah. Literally, daylight the now, or daylight the this, today. There are more ways than this. These are just two of the most common ways to say today. Tzitziki. Tzitziki is one word for language. Another is tzikyuk. Tzikyuk. Notice that tzikyuk, tzitziki, and tzitzikink all have the same root, which is the root for speaking. Next, ha'umshtup. Ha'umshtup. You already know the word ha'um, meaning food. Ha'umshtup means all kinds of food. The words for language and foods are in here because we are going to thank the Creator for them in some of our prayers. Hustup. Back H, short U, yes. Hustup means seafoods, foods from the salt water. Hustup. We're also going to talk about the morning and the evening. The word for morning, which we use every day in this class, is ko'al. Ko'al. Evening is tupshit. Tupshit. Next, tashi. Tashi. Tashi is a weird word for an English speaker because it's very general in meaning. It means door, path, or road, or gate. It means all of those things. Basically, tashi is a way to get from one place to another. So door, path, road, and gate all meet those criteria. Those are all tashi. Hopi. Hopi. Helping. Hohtik. Hohtik. In the south, this word just means to know how to do something. In the north, it's also the general word for know. And in the north, it can mean to know a person and to know a fact. In the south, it only means to know how to do something. Hohtik is the basis of the word hohtiksheh. Oh, tiksheh. Learning. You'll notice that these have the same root. They differ only in aspect. Oh, tik is a continuous aspect, knowing. Oh, tiksheh is what we call ongoing aspect. Means learning how. Hu eep. Hu eep. To take it back. Sasakwin. Sasakwin is a Barkley sound word meaning pleading or begging. In the central and northern regions, the usual word is sak sakwa. Sak sakwa. These words mean the same thing. It just depends on dialect, which one you'll want to use. Notice that these have the same root as the word thakshit. You know thakshit as please. Thakwin, thakthakwa, thakshit. They all have the same root. Just like the English words please and pleading have the same root. What all these words have in common is they involve one person taking pity on another. That's what the root thak means. Thak means to have pity on someone. Nach'a'atu. Nach'a'atu. Watching, looking down upon, watching over something. This word has the same root as natsa, natsa, seeing, nach'a'atu, looking down on. Unlike the English expression look down on, this word in Nuchanoth is not negative. The English expression look down on something is generally used in a negative way. In Nuchanoth, we just mean that someone above is watching over something below. And we're going to use it here because the Creator watches over what happens on the earth. Ha'ak. Ha'ak. Be sure to pronounce the back H. Ha'ak is one word for strong, mainly used in the central and northern regions. Nashuk. Nashuk is another word for strong, which is used only in Barkley sound. Ta'ish. Ta'ish. Sick. This is one of the adjectives that has a plural form. The plural of ta'ish is tatish. Tatish describes more than one sick person. Ushya. Ushya means to be suffering or in trouble. Sachink. Sachink. This word is used only in Barkley Sound and central dialects. It is not used in the north. The word for always in the north is takshit. Takshit. As far as I know, in central dialects, you can use either one of these, sa-chink or takshit. But even in central dialects, takshit is more common. Whereas in Barkley Sound dialects, sa-chink is the usual word for always. There are five simple prayers. You might not think these are so simple if this is your first time studying Nuchanoth, but these are fairly simple prayers. So this unit is different from most of the others, whereas in most units we give you a list of short conversations between two people, A and B. These are just one-sided prayers given by an A speaker. The first prayer is a morning prayer. It says, "It is morning. Thank you for the day," and asks for the things that one is going to need throughout the day. The second prayer is a learning prayer. We have it here because we are a learning class. We're all trying to learn something here, and we will want to use this or a similar prayer some of the time when we get together as learners. The third prayer is a prayer that gives thanks for food. So this would be appropriate to give at a meal. Often when people eat together, especially the larger the group, the more likely they are to want to give thanks for the food. And if you are able to give thanks for the food in Nuchanoth, you may very well be asked to do so. So this is a good prayer to memorize for that purpose. The fourth prayer asks for help. So this prayer is, whereas most of the ones we've seen so far are ones that you can use almost every day. The fourth prayer is just for when you really need it, when you are in special need and you want to ask for help. The last prayer is an evening prayer. This is also meant to be used on a daily basis. So, and it goes with the first one. The first one is the morning prayer. The last one is the evening prayer. Several of the Nuchanoth elders that I've worked with have their own morning prayer and evening prayer that they use every day. There's a note in the unit about for learners who do not pray. Some of you might not be prayers. If you are not a person who prays, there's still a lot that you can learn from this unit. And I recommend that you use this unit to learn how to make requests, because most prayers are usually requests. You will also, this unit is also a chance for you to learn how to make certain kinds of complex sentences, especially sentences using the word hopi, meaning helping, the glue words ani or in, which differ by dialect, and also the various moods that are used in embedded clauses. There are lots of good examples of these kinds of complex sentences in this unit. We have about 30 minutes left in our class today, so I think what I'd like to do is go through just the first two prayers and then open it up to debriefing. I'll start with the first prayer. I will first read this to you at what would be my normal speed, and then we'll go through each sentence more carefully. Prayer 1, Ahadasit Nuchatlid version. Kuas atlish hasapi hatwas, tleko wasish tlahnasi, tlasuk its nas, takshi e ashi shisupi, tatis e ush ya minhe, ya ayak yuks, tleko its aschu. Let's go through that more carefully now. The first sentence is Kuas atlish hasapi hatwas. It is morning, Creator. Kuas atlish. Ha-sapi ha-was. The next sentence says, Tleko wasi shlahnasi. Thank you. I say thank you today. So it's implied that I'm thanking you for the day, but it could also be interpreted to mean, I am thanking you today. Tleko wasi shlahnasi. The next sentence is Tlusuk its nas. Your day is good. Tlusuk its nas. Next. Takshi I as he shis hupi. Always help everyone. Takshi I as. Always command habitually. In other words, always do it. He shis. To everyone, to all. Hopi, helping. Always be helping everyone. Tak shi'as hi'ishis hopi. Tatis I, those who are sick. Ush ya minhi, those who are suffering or in trouble. Ya'ayak yuks. And my relatives. There are some plurals here, some of which you might recognize and some of which you might not. Tatis'i is pluralized from ta'ith by reduplication. Ush ya minhi, those who are suffering, is pluralized with the suffix minh. And ya'ayak yuks is pluralized with an infix from yak yuks. We can say more about those details later. Just know that these are three plural words. Tatis'i, the sick. Ush ya minhi, those who are suffering. Ya'ayak yuks, my plural relatives. Tleko its aschu. Thank you always, amen. Usually the word tleko does not take endings. It is what we call an interjection. That is, it does not require endings or other words to be a complete utterance. Tleko is a complete sentence by itself. But we can add endings to it. And this is generally true of most Nuchanalth interjections. Nuchanalth interjections don't have to take endings, but most of them can. And when tleko takes an ending, it takes an ending for that agrees with you. Tleko its, thank you. Tleko its us, that us on the end is what we call the habitual ending. And it means thank you always. Tleko its us. You've seen, if you have learned your greetings survival conversations, then you've learned shah yutias or u'asuk hiasa, take care always. That has the same ending on it, the habitual ending. Prayers, like most speeches in Nuchanalth, end in chu. So in this case, we can translate chu as amen. It says that the prayer is over, and it is an entirely appropriate way to end a prayer. Are there any questions or comments on prayer 1 before I go on to prayer 2? I'll now read you prayer 2 at my normal speed. Hasapi hatwas nach'a atu in qaq in hohtikshih. Hupi in hu'i ptitsikiak qin chu. O Creator, watch over us as we learn. Help us to take back our language. Amen. We'll go through this sentence by sentence as well. Ha sapi. Hatwas. Ha sapi hatwas. O Creator. Nach a atu in. Quaqin. Oh, Dixie. Nach a atu in. Quaqin. Oh, Dixie. Watch over us as we are learning. Literally, Quaqin says how we are. But in English, it would sound a little awkward to say, look down on us how we are learning. It sounds a little broken. So as usual, the translation that you see on the English side is a natural translation as opposed to a literal translation. Hopi in. Yes, go ahead. So we're on the second sentence of prayer two. Hopi in. Hu eep. Tzitziki ek kin. Hopi in hu eep. Tzitziki ek kin. Help us to take back our language. Chu. Amen. There are lots of interesting things to notice here, but especially I'll suggest that you pay special attention to the mood of each clause. It will be a very good exercise to circle the mood ending of every single clause. Let's just identify all of the mood endings in prayers 1 and 2. So starting with the first sentence of prayer 1, Ku'ath at ish ha'lipi ha'wath. The mood ending is ish. That is the he-she-it ending of the strong mood. This is a statement of fact. Ku'ath at ish. It is morning. Second sentence, Tleiko wasish tlahnasi. The mood ending is sish. This is the I ending of the strong mood. This is also a statement of fact. I say thank you. Tlusuk its nas. The mood ending is its. The U ending of the strong mood. Your day is good. Takshi I as hishis hupi. The mood ending here is I, the command ending. I. That's the U ending of the command mood. Takshi I as. You always do it. Tatish I ush ya min hi. Those have the article, which is also technically a mood ending. Tatish I, those who are sick, the sick, plural. Ush ya min hi, the plural ones in trouble. Ya'ayak yoks, my relatives, has the ending qs, qs, qs. That happens to be the I ending of the definite mood. Some of you are not familiar with the definite mood yet, but the definite mood is used in several of the prayers in this unit. So I advise you to, all of you, even if you have some familiarity with the definite mood, to go to your beginner's mood guide and review all of the forms of the definite mood. Basically, definite mood is used to mark clauses which are behaving as participants inside some larger clause. In this case, ya'ayak yuks, my relatives, is a clause, but with respect to the larger clause that it's found in, it is being treated as a participant. My relatives is a participant in the larger clause. Tleiko it's us, chu. Tleiko it's us. The mood ending here is its. This is the U ending of the strong mood again. Same mood ending as tlusuk it's nas. Take a look at prayer number two now. Now I'll give you a chance to tell me what the mood endings are. Nach a atu in. Nach a atu in. Watch over us. What is the mood ending in this phrase? Nach a atu in. Yeah, it's the N just the letter N is the part that carries the meaning of us. In is the you do it to us ending of the command mood. Yes, you can think about it that way. With some mood endings, you can divide them into a mood part and a person part. So in this case, we can kind of divide in into e, which is the mood part, and n, which is the person part. But some mood endings you can't do that with, like the s that means the eye of the strong mood, like oklas Adam. We can't split that s into a mood part and a person part. It's too melted together. The next phrase is quaken hohtikshih, how we are learning. Quaken hohtikshih. Where is the mood ending in this phrase? The mood ending in quaken hohtikshih is not just in, it's qin. Q-I-N. Qin. What is the mood and person of this ending? Qin. Yes, qin is definite mood. What person is it agreeing with? Yes, it is agreeing with we. Quaken, definite mood we, how we are learning. You see this exact same ending lower down in the next sentence, tzitziqiqin, our language. That is also the we ending of the definite mood, because both quaken hohtikshih and tzitziqiqin are behaving as participants in their clauses. That's why they're marked with the definite mood. All right, there's one more mood ending in prayer two that we haven't talked about yet, and that's the one in hupi in hu eep. Help us take it back. Hupi in hu eep. What is the mood ending here? Yes, that's right. The in is the command ending. It's exactly the same one we saw in nach'a atu in. It means you do to us. Nach'a atu in is a command that you watch over us. Hupi in is a command that you help us. Same ending. That concludes my first lecture on Unit 12 prayer in the Hadassah Nutshatla dialect. We have 13 minutes left for discussion, questions, and anything else we need to talk about today. We're going to practice prayer number three. I'll do it first at my normal speed and then at a more careful speed. Wakash tlatnas, tleko it's al in plus apik haok nohel. So wak it's katsi nohel haum stup, hostup, tlusuk it's haum, ju. Now we'll go through it at a more careful speed. Wakash tla. Wakash tla. Nas. Wakash tlatnas. Praise the Creator. Tleko it's us. Tleko it's us. In. Plus upik. Haok. Nohel. Tleko it's us. In. Plus upik. Haok. Nohel. Thank you for always making us eat well. Notice here that the word tlush, which usually means good or beautiful, is being used as an adverb to mean well. When tlush is used as an adverb, when it modifies another predicate, it usually means well, in a good way. This is also a causative phrase. Tlush ha'uk means to eat well. Tlush up ha'uk means to make or let someone else eat well. In this case, the Creator is letting us eat well. Su'waq it's. It is you. Su'waq it's. Notice that the root su'waq means you, and the ending it's also agrees with you. So in Nuchanalth, we literally say, you are you. In English, we say, it is you. In Nuchanalth, we say, you are you. That's one of the differences between the two languages. Qatsi. No hell. Some of you won't recognize this word. In other dialects, it'll be pronounced ni hell, or some dialects will prefer ni wa. It means no hell is the northern word for to us. It is you who gives to us. Suwak its katsi no hith. Ha umstup. Hastup. It is you who gives us all kinds of foods and seafoods. Tlutluk its. Ha'um. Tlutluk its ha'um. Your food is good. I think that we could say this to a mortal host as well, someone who's a person who's fed us. Tlutluk its ha'um. Your food is good. Normally, though, to a person who has fed me, I say ha'umak its ha'um in Northern dialect, and I would only say would usually say tlutluk its ha'um in a prayer. Chu. Amen. One of the reasons we went through this prayer just now is because of the word waka shutla, waka shutla. This is that special word meaning praise. And Vicky shared the teaching that she got from the late Kelly John that before one speaks to the Creator, one should always begin by praising the Creator. Go ahead. Two excellent questions. So one has to do with the variation in the pronunciation of wakashutla. Wakashutla is just one of many ways to say this word. As I said, some people say it with just two syllables, wakash or waikash. Others say it as four. Wakashutla, wakashitlai, wakashimtla. People say all of these. As far as I know, the word is meaningless. It probably meant something at one time, but it's such an old word that has become so specialized that we can't figure out what it originally meant. So linguists would say it is unanalyzable. It is an unanalyzable interjection. Also, it has unusual phonology. So the fact that some speakers say waikash, waikash, W-A-Y, K, long A, S wedge, waikash, that is very unusual in some dialects. In most dialects of New Chanelth, you do not find the sequence I, which is written A-Y. That is unusual. So that is one of the things that makes this word sound special. and then it was also pointed out that this word happens to be the source of the name Wakashin. The language family that New Chanelth belongs to is typically referred to as Wakashin. The Wakashin family is a small language family that contains only seven languages. Four northern languages, which are Heiltsuk, Uwikila, Haisla, and Kwakwala, and then three southern languages, which are New Chanelth, Dititot, and Makaw. The reason that this word got used as the name for the language is that it was one of the main things that Captain Cook noticed when he first visited Yukwat, which is called Friendly Cove in English. He noticed that the people were always saying Wakash, Wakash, in order to express approval. And Wakash, these days you mainly hear this word in prayers, but it is also historically used to praise human beings, not only the Creator, but also important human beings like chiefs. This would have been used, and there's still living memory of that. So one of the things Cook wrote in his diary was, if I were to give a name to these people, I might call them Wakashians, because they are saying this word all the time. And then a linguist named J.W. Powell, this is not the Powell who worked on the Tataksaba, but a different linguist named Powell who lived in the 1800s. When he was trying to organize all of the language families of North America, he took Cook's suggestion and he gave this family the name Wakashin, which we have used ever since. And it is kind of interesting that the name for this language family happens to be a native word. That is not typical, actually. Language families are not typically named by the actual speakers of those languages, but rather by a linguist who is studying the relatedness of many languages. And so it's usually up to the linguist what to call the language family. And it is unusual to adopt a native word like this for a whole language family. So I also find the name Wakashin used for the language family to be quite special. We just had a comment that the word waikosh is also heard in songs. Chooch, how we at Knish? How is a Knish at me tickle you, Chooch?